Wow, that's great.
Pretty good.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Could you count up to 12 in like first, second, third?
First? Well, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th, 11th, 12th.
Thank you.
Great.
And I'm going to try to get you to pronounce all the western states. So starting with the big long state on the Pacific.
California,
mm-hmm.
Washington, Oregon, Montana, Nevada, Idaho, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, North and South Dakota, Wyoming.
And the Mormons are from?
Utah. Thank you.
And let's see, do you consider Nebraska to be a western state? You said North
no,
and South
I'd
Dakota.
No, I'd say that's more, North and South Dakota, Nebraska, and Kansas. I'd call it Midwest.
Mm-hmm. How about Texas? Is Texas a western state?
Southwestern.
Okay. Mardi Gras is in what city?
New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. And that's in the state of?
Louisiana.
And the capital of Louisiana?
Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm. And above Louisiana is Arkansas. And
yeah.
Above Arkansas is?
Above Arkansas is
uh-huh.
Kansas. Missouri.
Uh-huh, right. And the big city in Illinois is?
Springfield.
Or the big city.
Oh, Chicago.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I always forget about Springfield. That's good.
It's the capital.
The big city, one of the big cities in Ohio.
Cleveland.
Or?
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You get up in the, what time of day?
Oh, when I get up?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're asking me when I get up?
Well, what time of day is it? It's like
in the morning.
Uh-huh. And if something is coming this way, it's coming in what direction?
To me.
Mm-hmm. Or?
Toward me.
Okay. And if you're going to Albuquerque, how do you describe where you're going? I mean, you say, I'm going
to Albuquerque.
Going
on I-25.
Would you say you're going up to Albuquerque?
Oh, I'm going up to Albuquerque.
Okay.
I'd say that, yeah. I also say anything that way, we go back east.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's something that people don't like about me. Because every time, you know, I think I'm going back east when I take a trip back there. To me,
uh-huh.
It's back east. I don't know why.
I say that, too. But maybe because my dad is from Long Island.
Could be.
How about to Tucson?
Oh, hi, cat. Oh, goodness, what a cat.
Oh, yeah, she's
over
nice.
To Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
Go over to Tucson. Up to Albuquerque.
Would you say that up and down and travel has really nothing to do with the altitude? It's
no.
Just,
it's
just
to
direction.
Me, it's more of a direction.
Okay. You travel, you go so many
miles.
Mm-hmm. And if my car broke down, I had to do what with that?
Push.
The past tense of that is?
Pushed.
Uh-huh. And what if the opposite?
Pulled.
Mm-hmm. And short distance, how do you describe a short distance? Like you say, I only had to go?
A few miles.
What if it was just down to like the 7-Eleven?
A few blocks.
What about a long distance, what would you say?
I'd go miles.
Okay. And something there's not very much of is said to be?
Meager?
Or?
Don't have very much of that.
Jokingly, people say, like, if my mom wants me to help with the dishes and I disappear at the last moment
mm-hmm.
that we're going to do dishes, she would say that I made myself
scarce.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And people get off the train at the
depot.
Okay. Other words for that?
Terminal.
Okay. And something that's angled to something else at rest is called, what do you describe that relationship as?
Perpendicular.
Okay. Or if something comes at you at an angle, how do you describe that? Like, the dog came at me. How?
Try another one.
We don't really don't have that word here. Have you ever heard of anti-goblin?
Oh, I've heard people say that, yeah, but I would never use it. I have no idea how to use it.
Okay. Now, some words of parting. When you see guests off at the door, you say?
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Or bye.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use local words?
Hasta luego. Adios.
Mm-hmm. Do you really say that?
Sometimes. Not very much.
Under what circumstances?
Depending on who you're saying it to.
Mm-hmm.
If you're saying it to somebody that you expect to have return quickly, why you say hasta luego.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times, and flippantly, you can say adios. Most of the time, I just say bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's it. That's the whole survey, unless you have something
that's very interesting
you'd like to add.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I don't have anything to add.
Okay.